This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here we go again.
What was your draft night like?
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Michael Jackson died on the day I was drafted.
The Atlanta Hawks select Jeff Teague.
So everybody was at my house crying.
They were at your house and you're
they
getting
should have been
ready.
Crying for me. I'm about to change my family's life. They're crying about Mike.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Cincinnati Reds manager Terry Francona. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yep, that's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Day number five. Yeah, I know. Sometimes you get lost in translation.
It's called getting old, Rich.
8442. Bro, let me tell you something. I had one of those moments where I go back to the Keurig machine and it's flashing this white light. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I just needed to get my glasses to read it. And then I'm like, that was the other day when I'm like, what the F is descaling?
What does
descaling mean? Isn't that what a snake does when it molts out of its skin?
First, what you do when you catch a fish.
You might be right about that.
You're definitely right. Yeah, right.
Descale a fish.
No. That is mean. Like, what,
fish?
Oh, you effed around and found out what happens when you take your F around and find out chart down and don't properly tape it back to your original spot.
By the way, I think that you against the Keurig machine is maybe the most underrated rivalry of 2025 so far.
That is so true.
I rage against that machine.
Yesterday, your response yesterday when you said, what the...
I just came out on the floor, but I had no idea you were already talking about descaling. I came out on the floor. I'm like, well, first of all, I came back to the floor to grab my glasses to go back to see what the hell is blinking white light on the Keurig machine. And then I come back. I had no idea in the interim of me going to see what it was. We were talking about descaling. I came back and just said, what the F is descaling? I had no idea. It was like perfect timing.
Timing
is perfect even when I don't even know it is.
It was like somebody wrote that scene out, except it just happened.
Thank you. Cooper Flagg is meeting with the media right now in Dallas. So, we have it, huh? Oh, we have it. How about that? We've already turned around a soundbite. Cooper Flagg, the new Dallas Maverick, on his lofty expectations and being the face of a franchise. Because, as you know, the previous one, he's now a much skinnier Los Angeles resident. Hit it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming in just trying to learn and trying to get better every single day. And I think if I can do that to the best of my ability, I think expectations and pressures that other people, you know, will put on me and our team, that will kind of work itself out. So, you know, I'm just trying to come in and be the best that I can be and just win at the highest level.
Just win, baby.
Can I just say something real quick
about
this? I don't think people if you're not from Maine, like, I don't think you understand how big of a deal this is.
Okay. You are from Maine, so you have the floor, sir.
The fact that the number one overall pick in the NBA draft is a kid that was born and raised in Maine. Like, not even southern Maine, where I lived and my family still lives. I'm talking about northern Maine, which is the middle of nowhere. Maine is a state of 1 million people. Okay? That's about, what, an eighth of what's here in Los Angeles?
It's less than double the size of Staten Island.
Maine's most famous professional athletes, okay, are Joan Benoit Samuelson, who won the Olympic marathon medal, and Mike Bordick, who was a journeyman infielder in the American League. Like, The fact that the NBA, a global sport, has the number one overall pick from this state is just unbelievable and remarkable, and I can't talk about it enough. It is is the most craziest thing I've ever seen.
And he's happy he's there.
Right.
And he played for his high school team. He played for it before going to Florida over the last couple of years and playing for, you know, one of those big academies. But, you know, he played for the main AAU team and like put himself on the map by going to all these tournaments. He reclassified, like he should be entering his senior year, or he just finished his senior year and going to college. He reclassified so he could play up and turned himself into the number one overall pick. Maine is a small town state. It's a small community state. And the fact that he did this and accomplished this, hat is off to you, sir.
And talk about how the world is small. He is now the guy that Dallas, Texas, is looking towards to replace the biggest star in the history of Slovenian basketball.
It's crazy.
Like, and that his arrival there coincides with this moment is crazy. It is like a Mad Lib.
It's wild. My head just explodes thinking about it all the time.
But it's the truth.
You could see this coming a couple years ago, that this kid was kind of on the rise after a hot summer circuit. And you're just like, is he really going to be the number one overall pick? And now the fact that he had Dallas, it had him fall in their laps after trading away Luka, the face globally, one of the faces globally of basketball. I just can't get over it.
Way to rep the 206, bud.
207. Oof.
Pardon me. Sean in Cincinnati will take your call. What's going on, Sean? You there, Sean?
First of all, Duncan Robinson is from Maine, okay? So let's not say that there's nobody
from Maine. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
Duncan's nice.
Chris, is Sean Maine checking you?
Sounds like it.
Have you been name checked?
Yeah, I get it. He's he's from York, which might as well be. I got you.
Maine for all, and now you're slagging on parts of Maine just because Sean at Cincinnati is Maine checking you?
Hold on, he went to Phillips Exeter Academy, in New Hampshire, which is pretty.
Let's not get involved with these border wars. All right. These New England border wars. Good job, Sean. Anyway.
They don't know what the.
That said, Duncan Robinson and Cooper Flagg are both basketball players.
Yeah. And
I was going to apologize to Brockman, actually, because last time I called in, I told him I didn't have any sympathy over the Devers trade. And then seeing my manager, his nice shiny head on your show, talk about my favorite player.
Yep.
Kind of warmed my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean at Cincinnati. We're all one. Sports brings people together. Let's unite, not divide.
I don't know why you're
enough division in this world. Enough division in this world. What's on your mind, sir? What's on your mind today?
I called because I had a what's more likely for you on this Friday.
Okay.
Preview.
So as a Commanders fan, it brings me great joy to know that my team isn't the biggest train wreck in our division anymore.
Okay.
So my what's more likely for you today is, what's more likely, the Giants lose every one of their home games or the Browns lose every one of their home games?
Now you're dividing us again.
What's more likely is usually positive.
Okay, let's indulge Sean. Do you have the Giants schedule? Pop it up here. Their home games: Kansas City, Chargers, Eagles, Niners, Packers.
Loss.
Vikings, Cowboys. Oh, man.
The Giants, I think.
Get your tickets now, man. And then the Browns' home schedule. Let's see. We got Browns' home schedule. Bengals, Packers, Vikings, Dolphins, Ravens, Niners, Bills, Steelers.
Beat the Niners last year.
Titans. Okay. If I had to choose, I'll go Giants.
That's kind of what I was hoping.
I don't know what you're hoping. I guess you're welcome,
thing, right?
Sean. I mean, I guess you're welcome is in order.
The Giants, for the single reason that the Eagles won the Super Bowl this year, because they just let Saquon go for nothing, and I still hold that against them. So
All right, Sean. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Sean in Cincinnati going negative, but he started positively by main checking Chris Brockman.
Duncan Robinson was undrafted.
Is there anybody else who wants to main check Chris?
Not my.
Do you want to look up best main athletes?
Yeah.
You want to look up?
I think he already did that, but let's see.
No, Brockman did not have to do that, I don't think.
He didn't.
I believe that you did not have to.
He went main check.
You definitely didn't have to do that, Chris.
Chris, main on main. Today is, you were mentioning before the show that today is an anniversary of sorts.
Oh, my God. It's the. This is the 35th anniversary of Days of Thunder release.
Oh, great movie.
Okay.
Tom Cruise, you know, NASCAR driver.
Robert Duvall, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nicole awesome. Kidman.
And I think there's rumors that Tom Cruise is working on a sequel to Days of Thunder. Also news this week that Aaron Sorkin is writing a Social Network sequel.
Yeah. Right. So I guess he saw maybe the success of the
Top Gun
sequel. Top Gun Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do a sequel, as he would refer to as a Thunder sequel, right? Thunder. Like, as Rob Lowe said, he was the first guy that he ever met that would shorten the names of the titles to just one word, which he thought was particularly badass. It wouldn't be Days, right?
Well, it could be Days.
It would be Thunder.
I feel like it would be, as Rob Lowe had said, one of them is always cooler. Thunder is cooler than Days.
Days. Okay. Stuck down a Days.
When you say Days, I think Days of Our Lives.
Right.
And it got me thinking. Like,
Aaron Sorkin's doing
a social network.
A network. Well, network is different
network
movie.
Is a movie.
That would
general.
Be a social.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Social. What movie needs a sequel? Or would you like to see a sequel of?
Needs is a heavy
lift. Needs is a
tough
word, but what would you like to see a sequel?
Because I'm like
all-time
thinking about
great
some
that
of
never
my
got
favorite
one.
Movies. Like would.
I got one.
Because when
two.
You say another one. A sequel, then it takes what is somewhat perfect already and potentially ruins
perhaps,
it.
Perhaps.
Although Godfather Part Two or Empire Strikes Back are perfect examples of the sequel being better than the original.
Right. Those movies were also released pretty close with the original. We're talking about,
for instance, would you want to see Shawshank?
Shawshank 2?
Have a sequel. Where you see what does happen in Ziwot Nail.
I think that would be great.
Would it?
I kind of think so.
Would it?
How could it be better than what?
We're getting another sequel this summer. We're getting a Happy Gilmore 2. What has Happy been up to?
I mean,
don't you want to see what these characters have been up to? We've talked about it with Kevin Costner before. Like, what would Crash Davis be up to?
Right. I would love to see a sequel to Bull Durham. Would be phenomenal. Phenomenal. Okay.
Tin because, Cup, what is he up to?
Well, I mean, a Bull Durham sequel I would love to see. Like, what is Crash Davis up to, Nuke LaLoosh, Annie? What are they? And then obviously it would be about, in the same way Top Gun Maverick, it would be about the kids
right.
having their own storylines now.
The threads to the past movie.
That's a good one. I would accept that.
We're getting a Spaceballs 2 coming up soon,
baby.
As we saw from...
Yeah.
So,
do you have one you want to chime in here?
I got a couple, like, Do the Right Thing. I want to know what happened that next day after, the crowd just tore up Sal's famous pizzeria. And Radio Raheem got killed. What happens the next day, man?
So you'd have to get a whole new cast to play those characters, though.
No, there was only one that died.
No, but what I'm saying is
that the next day, they're older.
The next day, they're older.
I thought we meant, you mean right now.
You've got to, you can't just say, I want to see a sequel of it, and then you want to see what happened the next day, because it's
make a sequel now.
Like, for instance, Midnight Run, perfect movie.
Perfect movie.
Would I want to see what happened between Walsh and the Duke and whatever, and Jimmy Serrano, but sadly, Charles Grodin is no longer with us, nor is Dennis Farina, nor is, Philip Baker Hall, who is Sydney. He wanted to bury a telephone in his head. You know what I mean? John Ashton's passed away.
A cream soda.
So.
Yeah, so then they would have to be movies relatively.
You give me the movie you want to see a sequel to. And.
Well, Top Gun Maverick came out 30 years later. Days of Thunder is going to be 35 years later. You can do one a little bit later if you're just checking in on kind of the
Robert
older
Duvall
characters.
Robert Duvall is still with us.
He's still alive, yeah.
I don't know if he's up for acting.
He's almost 90.
See, here's one that you could theoretically.
Wow.
Animal House with all new actors. Because obviously.
Well, now you're talking remake.
No, you could do
following Animal House post the
interesting.
Kev, there's a couple that you
do. You really want to see what happened to Flounder? You really care?
I do. D-Day. Where is D-Day?
One of them is definitely the dean of the school at this point.
Lutarski's a senator. Is he still around?
I'll give you a school
one. He probably is.
I will give you a school one, though, that deserves a sequel. I want to see a sequel to The Breakfast Club.
Was going to say that right after, but then you were like, you have to get new actors.
No, you see what they are now, and obviously they've had kids or haven't. Mm-hmm. And where are they now? Yep. And how their kids in this day and age have,
I like that.
Growing issues or maturity issues, right?
Maybe they go to detention.
They go to detention.
There you go, Rich. Come
Does detention still exist? Summer school detention still exists?
You're the only one with kids in school.
My children don't go to detention, sir. How dare you? How dare you?
But I'm saying you would know or not.
Like, my children are perfect. What's the matter with you? Who's this guy?
I don't know, but
Cage is...
Cage will definitely go to detention.
He's going to detention, have you?
Oh, yeah, we did get called once. Cage is for sure going to detention.
Of course.
We would have gotten a call about Cage.
For sure. We've already gotten several calls.
Breakfast Club would be a good one.
I like that one.
Do you have one, Chris?
Well, I was just thinking about my favorite sports movies, Tin Cup and Bull Durham. You mentioned that one, too.
We've talked about that, haven't we?
They tried to do a remake of White Man Can't Jump, but an actual sequel to see what Billy and Sydney are up to. That would be fun. I think about it in terms of sports movies. Because Gladiator, they ended up making one recently.
Right.
Top Gun, they did it. They're going to make a third one.
Back to school.
Again.
Oh, my God.
I know. I love my 80s.
I don't think that one needs a sequel.
What happened to Thornton Mellon? He got a degree.
But the fact that like a social network, I guess we need to think of movies that I wouldn't have expected a Social Network to get a sequel, and it's happening.
Well, I mean, it's a rich subject that is ripped right straight from the headlines.
Yeah. Zuckerberg's done a lot since then. So,
right. Yeah. So it does make perfect sense.
That's a good one.
I mean, I love the way obviously they did with the Karate Kid, right? With all, the Cobra Kai. That was
I'm thinking about the Breakfast Club is they reimagined it in a way.
Yeah.
That it's not a sequel straight up of like what, continuing the story specifically of the movie, but branching out into other aspects of that person's life. It's kind of neat.
Yeah. I just always thought it would be cool to see the kids the next day and if that bond ever, if it lasted, or did they just go about being
right the next year in school? Were they cool with each other?
Right, just walk by each other in the hall.
Spoiler alert! I mean, Happy Gilmore is just going to hit straight on the target of exactly what the original was, and hopefully, it's going to be just as funny. And I think it will be based on what I've seen.
Did you notice Boban is playing what looks like the Richard Kiel character?
Yeah,
it's great.
It's great.
Oh, trust me, Sandler knows what he's doing,
obviously,
and obviously. I think that one's going to be great.
What about Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
That's a great one.
I was thinking that one too.
That's a great one. Is Ferris up to now? And he's trying to get his kid to go to school that the kid is doing exactly what he did.
Right.
And he's trying to just like,
keep
him on the straight and narrow.
Right. Yes. Right. You know what would be better?
Yes, I love that.
His kid is a bookworm, right? No social
life.
And
he wants him to have
Ferris
up.
Wants his kid to loosen up and have some fun.
Okay.
There
so
you
he
go.
Pulls him out of class and makes him have a day off.
I like that.
I like that one. I like that one much better than my idea.
I wonder if there's like a Western or something. What was Step Brothers? I know we asked them before about it.
Again, the idea of taking a perfect movie and potentially ruining it by giving a sequel. What about Unforgiven?
Oh, yeah.
I believed him.
What about taking the characters from Unforgiven? What happened to Willie Money when he went back, and obviously it would be somebody younger than Clint Eastwood doing it. Or the offspring of Willie Money and create a whole new Western
world
out of it.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Braveheart too. Never.
Didn't they all die though?
What happened next?
What happens next?
And just create a whole new movie out of it. That's not a bad one either. Step Brothers 2 is not happening.
Not
happening. And we can confirm this because we had both Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly on together. And because we created
Well, the photo.
The photo of me with them.
And the sweaters.
And the idea was like, they would consider doing a sequel, and I'd be like, well, here's an idea for you, and it would be me in the sweater with them. And it didn't really work out that well, because it's not happening.
Is there any possibility that we see a Step Brothers sequel?
I mean, we haven't never talked about this face-to-face in public.
No, we haven't.
So let's break some ground here. Are we going to do Step Brothers too?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen either. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But now we can both say definitively, doesn't look like it's going to happen,
folks.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think so.
You know what just popped into my head?
Mm. Yeah.
E.T.
Oh, that's...
You've got Drew Barrymore, grown up, Gertie. Oh,
okay.
And now what? Now E.T., because E.T., there is aliens, he's not going to get old. He finds his way back to Earth.
To save us, please?
Something.
He brings his kid.
He saves us?
E.T. has a baby. Know?
Something with Drew Barrymore.
Baby E.T.
Baby E.T.
Well, yeah, just like Baby Yoda worked, right?
I love Baby Yoda.
So Baby E.T. comes to Earth, and then our E.T. has to come to Earth and find him, and all revolves around Drew Barrymore, because, you know, I've said her name twice. There's a reason for that. But, yeah.
And then Ice sends him home.
See?
Did I just say that?
What about a Pulp Fiction sequel?
I would love that.
Yeah. That's another
good one. Oh, my God. Who are we?
Jules.
Yeah,
okay. Walk the Earth now. Okay. Remember, he was just gonna go walk the Earth.
Okay,
yeah. Kung Fu. And now he's done it, and we find him what he learned along the way.
Keep going. What happens?
And then Marcellus runs into him in, like, I don't know, Tuscany or something.
Yeah,
in Italy.
I mean, Bruce Willis is not doing well.
So
he told him to leave town and had his LA.
Uma Thurman is still with us. Obviously, who else can we bring back? Christopher Walken with another speech about the watch.
This watch.
Yes. I tell
get
you.
Get one more speech about the watch.
I feel like there's something there. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Tarantino doing. I'll do any of them.
Yeah, I was just running through which Tarantino movie would make the coolest.
Aren't they doing a sequel to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood based off of Brad Pitt's character?
I think it's not doing that? Technically a sequel, but it's a sequel. Yeah. More off of Cliff's character. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's still like.
Yeah. It's still the same world.
So it's an offshoot.
Yeah. It's still the world, but not a sequel.
All right.
Ratatouille.
Good segment. Call us if you got an idea as well. Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We come back. What's more likely? And we have got a ton of people who want to do the win-loss game. It's popular. Yeah, that's the sequel right there. Let's talk about coffee, people. If you're like me, your day cannot begin until you've had your first cup. Whether you're gearing up for back-to-back meetings, shuttling kids back and forth to activities, tackling an endless to-do list, your morning sets the tone for it all, and the perfect cup of coffee sets that tone, crafted just for you. Enter Trade. Trade is my number one U.S. coffee destination, bringing you fresh coffee from over 50 of the country's top roasters. Trade's experts have taste-tested thousands of coffees to curate over 450 amazing roasts. Just take their quiz, and under a minute, they'll match you with your perfect coffee. If that first bag isn't quite right, Trade will replace it for free until they nail it. And if you're headed out on summer vacation with Trade's subscription flexibility, you can pause or shift delivery while you're away and resume when you're home, ensuring you'll come home to great coffee, iced coffee, too. So, right now, Trade is exclusively offering our listeners 50% off your one-month trial at drinktrade.com/Eisen. That's drinktrade.com/Eisen for 50% off your one-month trial. drinktrade.com/Eisen.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out, that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, back here on the program. What are we doing here right now? Hoskins, you told me. Oh, yeah. There's a new bobblehead night in Yankee Stadium. Did you see this?
I did see this.
Seinfeld night, and the bobblehead is Costanza sleeping underneath his desk.
That's just tremendous.
That is...
A little case of male curiosity.
There you go.
Amazing.
Against the Sox.
Wow, nice. Against the Sox, as if there's not going to already be a packed house for that.
That's so cool.
I love a good nap. Sometimes it's the only thing that gets me out of bed in the morning.
That is
what's on the bobblehead under the desk. So what is the bobble part? Will his head bobble? Yeah, putting his head on the pillow? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, that might be right.
I think it's that.
And we should go back and get one of those.
I want one.
By the way, the night I went with Coop, it was Aaron Judge Superman night.
Oh, you know, what are they about, capes or something?
No, it was a bobblehead with him going like this.
Did you get it?
No. It's only the first 10,000 fans.
10,000?
Yeah, that's it? Something like that. Or 15,000. Oh, that was it. And you know what pissed me off? Here's what pissed me off. I saw adults walking around with like six of them.
That is so
you see, that's wrong.
And it's just like, listen, you have kids just as I do.
Yeah.
Here's my kid. Here's a 14-year-old right here.
Give him.
And you're walking around with, like, I saw bags, like, they were walking around with bags. They had, like, six of them.
Oh, but they're selling those on eBay. It's, like, so
Cooper was, like.
I would have said something to somebody.
He's like this, because, again, it was his first night at Yankee Stadium. Right. Took the D train to there and back. And as we're getting our way to get to the D train, we passed by a guy saying, buying bobbleheads, $60 a pop.
Yeah, he's going to make
60
like
bucks. Who wants to sell me their bobbleheads for 60 bucks a pop?
He'll sell them for 100.
Yeah, see, I would have said
so
something.
So he's just like, Dad. I'm like, well, we don't have a bobblehead. And by the way, we wouldn't sold it. And what's the matter with all these adults walking around with six of them?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
The hell?
Animals.
It's like you're stealing baseballs from children.
That's why I'm a Dodger fan now. See? Now you know why.
This guy over there. It doesn't happen here. Chris, you choose. You choose.
How about the Big Lebowski for a sequel?
Okay, the dude. What's going on with the dude abiding?
What's up with the dude?
You choose. You go for it.
What one haven't we done in a while?
We haven't done line three. That hasn't happened.
We haven't done line three? Okay, no. Let's do it.
John in South Carolina, right. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, John? I guess I chose.
Yeah, I'm looking at the teams, that's all.
Yep. John, you there?
He's up.
Yes, sir, I am.
What's going on, John in South Carolina?
Not much there. I was just thinking, I'm a mechanic, but you are a professional, and I kind of wanted you to do win-loss on the Colts here.
You wanted me to do it for you? No,
I want you to do it because if you want a carburetor fixed, I'm your guy.
Okay.
But if I want the best sports take on the dang planet, I need to talk to Rich Eisen.
See, now, John, I appreciate you buttering me up like that. But the
that's
key
not what
of
this is.
No, that's not what this is. I want to hear John, the carburetor fixer of South Carolina.
You want the fan.
Yes.
We want this.
That's
the
idea. What do you think, John? What do you think? Okay.
John, you're never going to get me wrong.
I think Anthony Richardson is going to take the starting job, and I'll go ahead and do it if you
Come
on, John.
That's the spirit. Now you got the music.
Yeah.
And I guess what? The oil is flowing? Do we say that? I don't know. All right, here we go.
Yes, sir, it is.
Thank you, John, in South Carolina. What happens when the Colts welcome the Dolphins into their house, week one?
We always lose week one games. Oh. We've never won one in like 8 years. So I'm going to go ahead and say that's a loss,
no.
Even though we should win it.
Okay, home for the Broncos then.
We'll take that one.
All right, 3-1 at the one and one, at the Titans.
At Titans?
Yes, sir.
Lose that one.
1-2 at the Rams.
Lose that one.
1-3 home for the Raiders.
Take that one.
2-3 home for the Cardinals.
Take that one.
All right, here we go. At the Chargers now.
I don't like our odds on that. I don't think we win that.
All right, 3-4 home for the Titans.
I think we take it because we usually beat the Titans at home.
4-4 at the Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers, man, that's hard. I don't think we win that one.
4-5 against the Falcons in Berlin, Germany.
I hate the Falcons so dang much. I can't say we lose it.
So you, that's
so we win that one.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. You're 5-5 off the bye. We can make a playoff run here at the Chiefs.
I think we won that one because we're just their kryptonite. I don't know when the last time we lost to the Chiefs was, but it was a long time ago.
6-5, home for the Texans.
Home for the Texans, we'll take that.
7-5 at the Jaguars.
At Jaguars, we haven't beaten Jacksonville in 8 years at their house. So
7-6 at the Seahawks. At the Seahawks.
I think we lose that one too, buddy.
All right. Now you're home for the 49ers.
I want to say we win it, man. I really do, but I can't.
Three losses in a row. You're now 7-8, home for the Jaguars.
We'll take the Jaguars home.
And 8-8 at the Texans.
I don't think we take that one either.
All right. 8-9. John in South Carolina. John, I don't think you embarrassed yourself at all, and I think you actually did a credible job.
Yeah, that was great.
Absolutely. I think that if you want my opinion here, I think the Colts will be anywhere between 7-10 and 10-7, and you hit one of the sweet spots there in 8-9. But I think four losses in the last five games would certainly give us an indication. And thanks for the call, John, and the compliment. I appreciate what you said. That's John in South Carolina. As you know, I've kept saying about the Colts, patience or mindset, how to run the team from Jim Irsay's kids. We have no idea. That is a massive blank slate. Yeah. None. Yeah. None. How involved will they be? How much will they put a thumb on the scale? How much pressure will they put on the coaching staff and the front office? What will they do? The patience level of the new management, now that Jim Irsay has passed, that is a big blank slate. I have no idea. We would get a sense of what it is if they lose four of their last five to finish 8-9, right? I don't know about losing a week one against the Dolphins. We will see. Jim Irsay is going into the Ring of Honor. That is going to be a highly emotional contest. Mm-hmm. Obviously, lots on the line for the Dolphins this year as well. And how about this? They have two trips to Los Angeles in 4 weeks. But they have two home dates in between. They can't stay out here. And Los Angeles was a spot that Jim Irsay hung out in quite a bit. I remember we would see him, Susie and I would walk in. Oh, there's Jim Irsay. He was around Los Angeles quite a bit. At any rate, 2 cents on the Colts. It's a Friday, which means it's a What's More Likely Friday. Let's hit it.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher Brockman, you have the floor.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
What up,
y'all? You guys are doing good?
Hey, what's happening?
Rich, this week, Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee and said it's more likely than it's his last year.
Yeah,
he says
it feels like this is it, right?
It feels like this is it.
Pretty much feels like it.
Is it more likely you believe this year is Aaron Rodgers' last, or you think he plays again in 2026?
No, I do believe him when he says this feels like it's it. Just did a one-year deal. I do believe him when he says that.
But do you think he plays again in 2026?
I don't know. Let's see how the season goes. He gets through it healthy, and they look terrific, and they go deep into the playoffs, and he feels like it's unfinished business, and they want him to come back, and they look at the draft and feel like we've got a team that doesn't need to be supplemented by a highly picked quarterback. They feel like it doesn't need to be supplemented by a kid that can be plugged in and played right now, and you can choose the quarterback of the future, and Rodgers isn't clearly fazed by that because he knows this is the drill. He could still I just painted you a scenario in which he would come back, right? His personal life, his new bride doesn't have an issue with this sort of thing, whoever that may be. We don't know.
We have no idea
what his personal life is going to look like. If it all aligns, maybe it works. I don't know. But this does. When he told Pat that, I totally believe it. So it's more likely than not this is his last year.
Okay.
But we'll see how the season goes. I mean, obviously, it's his life. He reserves the right to you know, take that finger off the chess piece and say I'm playing still. So what else you got?
We saw these two guys at Fanatics Fest over the weekend. And regardless of whose turn it is, which young stud quarterback are you more likely to give the bigger contract to, C.J. Stroud or Jaden Daniels?
A bigger contract. What does that mean?
Who gets the bigger deal? Who would you give more money to play quarterback for your team?
They're both up at the same time?
Yeah, they're both up. They're not in real life, but let's in this scenario, let's say yes, they're both up at the same time.
I would give it to Jaden Daniels.
Any particular reason?
Well, Stroud had that rookie season that everyone said was a unicorn, and Jaden Daniels topped it. He topped it. He went to the NFC Championship game. He had a chance to be the first rookie to be in the Super Bowl. He totally turned that franchise upside down. It was sinking down to the bottom of the seafloor, and now it is a Super Bowl contender coming into this season. Obviously, we need to see what year two looks like. And I know Stroud, I think what he's dealing with is unfair, that he regressed in year two. Dude made it to the second round of the playoffs.
Won a playoff game again. Yeah.
Right? Two straight years. He took his team, won a division, took his team to the playoffs, won a playoff game.
Won more games, actually, in his second year.
So
lost the key wide receiver.
That is right. And the offensive line wasn't as good in front of him as it was in year one, too. So, but you asked me this question. Who would I give?
Who'd you pay?
Obviously, Jaden Daniels would be my choice. He had a better rookie season. Let's see what happens in year two for him. And obviously, year three for Stroud. This is nothing personal. I saw what he was like with your son. I think it's outstanding. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. CJ Stroud with your kid.
I have no preference either. I was just throwing
what's
it out
more
to
likely,
you.
CJ Stroud hanging with your kid or Jaden Daniels hanging out with the child of Agent of the Stars, Jerry Sibelius?
That's true. Jerry's son loves Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, Judd Silberwitz and Cage Brockman had something in common. They hung out with both members of your What's More Likely construct.
I should have done that as the intro.
Okay, very good.
Coop's already doing fantasy drafts, Rich. Who are you more likely to select first overall in your fantasy league? Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Bijan Robinson,
Saquon
Barkley?
Saquon. TJ? TJ?
Who are you taking first overall?
TJ?
Probably Saquon.
How do you not take Saquon Barkley?
Because he's not going to repeat last year.
Justin Jefferson
only going to go down.
You don't know that.
It's only going to go down.
You don't know that, but like Chase and Jefferson it's tough to pass them up. I'm not sure if I'm on the Bijan.
Okay.
I don't know, number one yet.
We won our fantasy with Jaden Daniels and Saquon. And you're like, really? Jaden Daniels?
They're not going to do it again.
Okay.
They're not going to do it again.
How many fantasy, just looking back to last year.
You love to say that. You don't know that.
The fantasy concept involving Saquon at this point last year. Mm-hmm. Okay. For all of these guys at this point last year. Okay. It was Jamar Chase is having a contract holdout and he's questionable going into week one. If you drafted late, you're like, I'm not touching him.
Yeah, I don't want him.
Justin Jefferson had Sam Darnold, right? And you're just like, okay, what's he going to look like, right? And then Bijan Robinson is just like, well, Arthur Smith is gone, so they're going to use the hell out of him, right? So let me think about him. And Saquon, the idea, again, don't forget, going into last year's first round of your fantasy football draft, it was like he was a giant. Who knows what the hell's going to happen in Philadelphia? He'll be better, but is he really going to be that much better? Because how often does that stuff work out? He was available, I think, and I'll say it. What do I care? Even though I don't know if this is accurate or not. 100% of leagues after pick 7, pick 8.
We got him at the end of the first round.
Yes, we did.
Right?
And you did too in
Dillingham
ours.
The Dillingham League. I got him on the turnaround. I remember I backed, essentially backed the back.
You had picks 12 and 13.
And you were trying to like to tell, you guys were goading me like you won't take Saquon.
Because I wanted him on the back.
You guys didn't want me to take an Eagle. That's what it was.
You're think like, he's going to have 2,000 yards again?
I am not stuttering.
I mean, even if he has 1,800, that's still a great season.
Wow. Exactly. If he just comes close.
1,600.
Yeah, that's a great season. Over 15.
We're talking horseshoes and hand grenades. Yeah. I'm taking him first overall.
Plus or minus 500. We're good.
I just didn't need you yelling at me when I was trying to make my decision. I was
going to pressure. I never yell at you.
It was pressure.
Ever.
Rich doesn't yell.
You just look at me disappointedly, and that hurts sometimes more than getting
yelled
at.
No, I'm not disappointed. I'm disapproving.
Disapproving.
I get that a lot.
All right, some NBA stuff here, guys. These guys had the first two picks in the draft. Who's more likely to make the playoffs next year, Mavs or Spurs?
Ooh. Why not both?
Yeah.
Because that's not how the game works.
out of the game.
But
winners.
they both missed it. Who's getting in?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I can't use both. You know both are making it.
I don't know that.
I'll take the Spurs then.
All I know is I saw Wembanyama.
One is more likely.
3 inches tall.
I will take the Spurs.
One
then.
Is more likely.
I will take the Spurs then, because Kyrie, who knows when he's coming back, right? Cooper Flagg's still just a rookie. I just called him just a rookie.
For me.
I'm creating my narrative to give. I'm giving you what you want. I'm creating a narrative to carp on one of these teams.
Thank you.
Jason Kidd's going to be coaching the Knicks. What else am I going on? What else you need from me?
Kyrie's
you know the Knicks are going to say one more time, will you check this
one
box?
More time.
Will you check this box one more time? Okay. I take the Spurs.
All right. All
right. Like I said, I saw Wemby. He's 8'3" tall.
And he's doing all the monk stuff. Like
Kareem.
He's locked in.
He is locked in.
He's locked in. Guys, is it more likely the Thunder repeat as champions or we get an 8th straight new champ?
8th straight new champ.
Want to call your shot?
As to who it is?
A year in advance?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It'll be Giannis and Brunson and Jason Kidd.
This guy.
On the Bucks?
This guy.
Huh? On the Bucks?
Giannis, Brunson, and Jason Kidd in the Canyon of Heroes. I'm making if you asked me to.
I did.
Call
I
my
did.
Shot.
I want you to call your shot. I want you to call your shot.
It's my shot.
Paint a picture.
Give me a shot.
That would be great if this actually happened. All right.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
All right, last one.
Yes, I would love that. Can confirm.
Superstar pitcher more likely to finish the year with more wins.
Jacob DeGrom.
Paul Skeens or Shohei Ohtani. Skeens is 4-7.
I know. They should just trade him to the Mets right now.
Four wins.
It's crazy.
That's so sad.
Does Ohtani get 4 the second half of the year?
Oh, great question. I'll go Skeens. When is Ohtani going to actually pitch more than
I don't
an
know.
Inning?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to imagine this Skeens. Is just a ramp up. Skeens.
Ohtani's going to have to go 5. And so when we're just still ramping up, right?
Yeah, we're ramping.
Skeens day.
Let's get this guy some runs, man.
Gosh,
for the sake of Livy
insane.
Dunn, for crying out loud.
Do it for Livy.
Do it for Livy.
We're the last time the center fielder had an error that gave up.
Dude.
And my fantasy team.
I know. It is frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
My gosh.
Oh, wow.
All right,
I did not know.
You have one more.
Oh, I did not know this.
That is one of my favorite drops ever. Obviously, because it's my
For
son.
One of your favorite people.
But when we just said, listen, when Chris asks about one more, he kind of looks around.
Why I was, not have
and
that
then
clip?
He verbally did it.
You
then
have one more. Did. I did not know this.
I did not know this.
Verbalize my shock.
Yeah.
Guys, what's more likely to happen first? The Knicks hire a head coach. Or Del Tufo works another 3-day week.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, great question.
This is actually a really... Hey, to quote Kanye West on one of his videos. I have information.
I'm just going to ask you a question. I have information. No, I'm about to ask you. Are you going to... Do you have a three... It's only 4 shows next week because we're not doing July 4th.
All right, so hang on.
So how many shows you got next week?
Hang on.
Is next
got
week...
Got a little.
Hold on. Here it comes. What do your eyes see?
My eyes see.
Here it comes.
I see a week off. There might be 2 next week.
So you out don't have 4. A 3. It's not a 3.
It's not,
day.
Not a 3-day. So
oh,
you could.
It's the Knicks head coach.
Wow.
Knicks are gonna get a head coach. Knicks got to get a head coach before
it's been like
summer
a month.
League.
It's been
Chris,
like a month.
Chris, the Knicks have to get a new head coach before the new league year starts.
But the summer league is usually an assistant.
Get out of here.
The Knicks need a new coach before Del Tufo
Come
puts
on,
in a
it doesn't
full
matter if
five
it's
day
an
work
assistant
week.
Coaches. I'm not saying that the new head coach is gonna be out there in the summer league, but the new head coach has to be active when the organization is playing some games. Get out of here, man.
I don't know.
If you guys don't have a coach, I have a 5-day.
Hold on a minute.
You guys
Hold
got a
minute.
Big problem.
Next week, we have 4 days.
Yep.
The week after that is our annual dark week. You're saying Del Tufo's next 3-day work week potentially is deep into July. You think the Knicks are going to go deep into July without – get out of here.
He'll be here 5 days.
Why did they fire the dude that almost made the finals?
If you guys don't
the
have
Knicks
a coach –
The Knicks are having a dark week.
Yeah. Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
Savor every last drop of summer with Starbucks. From bold refreshers to rich cold brews, the sunniest season only gets better with a handcrafted iced beverage in your hand. Available for a limited time. Your summer favorites are ready at Starbucks.
All right, it's now time to see Mike Del Tufo's homework.
Oh, whoa.
For those who don't know what we're referring to, previously on the Rich Eisen Show, Mike Del Tufo posted out of nowhere. Chris, I think you saw this first and texted it to the group.
Yeah.
Of what's going on here.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, listen, Adam sent unfortunately. It to me. Adam saw it. And then
asked AI to make a business photo of me. Would you hire me? I look like I'm closing the deal on your next Mercedes-Benz. There you are. I don't know why it popped in your head, why AI decided to make you on a casual front or something. And so we then tasked you
to make
AI photos of us as business people,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And even though that was tasked of you on Wednesday's show, when Susie was here, you said you had trouble.
Took me a minute.
You had trouble doing it as artificial intelligence met natural intelligence.
And my natural intelligence is very low.
There you go.
That's exactly
you have it.
Whoa. The AI took over.
Your mission is now complete.
Yes.
Who do we have first? Me first? All right, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
That's me.
As Sean Connery?
So, I don't know. What the hell is that?
So
we named the dog Indiana.
So
what is the prompt here?
Smitch asked me to add a little flavor to this and say, Rich as businessman, Daddy Warbucks. Okay. And that's what came out.
All right.
So that's where that actually came
Honestly, that doesn't look like me at all.
Bond,
right?
I mean, kind
James
of.
Bond.
Yeah.
Does it?
If your beard got a little darker.
I look like Sir Davos. If Sir Davos was, a businessman. Another one of you, too?
Yes.
You made me, too?
This was you on a boat.
The captain of the ship.
As in the classical sense of the boat.
What is this, a businessman photo? What the hell is this?
Are you on my yacht, Arch, here?
Brockman's great.
My arch yacht?
What is this?
What the hell is this?
All right. Now, here you are. You've got Brockman next.
Yes.
All right.
I did a couple of Brockman. You were easy because your picture was good. Then I got a better picture.
Okay.
From Smitch.
Let's see what we got here. Brockman is a businessman. Is that what's going on here? All right. There
Brockman,
you go.
The
sleeves up.
I don't know. That came that. I did not ask for that.
Okay.
Brockman sleeves.
Did you put casual Friday? Is that what it is? Or they just.
I don't know.
No, you just. I don't know why they put the sleeves up.
Oh, and of course, for your sake, there's one more.
Yes.
Hey. I did not know that. I have no idea. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, now, as a Chiefs fan.
Now, there you go.
You made me a Chiefs fan?
Yeah, I mean, because you love the Chiefs so
why
much.
Why do you make you look a little pouchy there,
I know.
Too?
By the way, I did that.
The Soto treatment.
By the way,
this is the Soto treatment.
As it made me skinny.
That's not pretty at all.
This is. I know. AI didn't know you went on that watermelon.
Wow.
By the way, I added Soto and it came up like that.
Wow.
Okay. I added the Soto
TJ
filter.
Is a businessman.
I can imagine what this crap's going to look
TJ, let's see what TJ. We've got TJ, ladies and gentlemen. TJ, there you go. Okay.
Look at that, TJ.
What is this?
I like it.
A normal picture. So I look like going to the Emmys.
It's pretty sharp.
That
I like
nice.
That, TJ.
I do like that, TJ.
That was,
That's good. This one for TJ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fire that person.
Wow.
Who would do that?
You got Susie? Do we have
Susie? I did one.
The Susie finale, the big finish here?
Yep.
She might be sitting at home wondering, man,
I asked Mike for this. Uh-oh.
Susie, okay.
What is with the watercolor?
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. The painting.
You just add in things and it just throws it out there.
Okay.
Mike, I don't think this is your
I don't think she'll have a problem with
you don't
that
think
one.
I did this? 100%.
There you go. I like it. There you go.
All right. That looks like a real photo that she's taken.
Felly?
No,
Mike, out of nowhere?
I do believe you did it.
Uh-oh. We got Felly as well? Okay. Hey! Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Having a lot of fun. So many folks want to play the win-loss game. We got to go to James in San Antonio. Let's go to James. James in San Antonio. Let's finish up, buddy. You there, James? Line five, yeah, Mikey.
What's how you doing, Rich?
James, who do you want to play the win-loss game for?
For the Cowboys, of course.
Let's go.
Okay. All right.
I got to confirm, is he a Cowboys fan or a hater playing the game?
James?
No, I am definitely a fan of, hey, my nickname is Cowboy James.
All right, Cowboy James. Cowboy James.
I've been a Cowboy fan since 72.
All right, here we go. We've only got James, we only got
Black Market.
Oh, my God.
On the side.
Oh, my God. James, okay. I love it. We got two and a half minutes
to finish, James.
Do we start? In Philadelphia, do you spoil the party opening night?
Oh, yes, we do. We go for it. We going to shock them.
All right. 1-0 home for the Giants.
That's a win.
2-0 at the Bears.
That was tricky, but that's a win.
Yeah. Oh, an Eberflus revenge game. 3-0 home for the Packers.
I'm going to say that might be a loss.
3-1 at the Jets.
Are we winning that?
4-1 at the Panthers.
At the Panthers?
Yes, sir.
That's a dub.
Yeah, we winning.
5-1 home for the Commanders.
Oh, at home for the Commanders?
Yes.
We losing that one.
Okay, 5-2 at the Broncos.
That's a win.
6-2 home for the Cardinals on a Monday night.
They've been doing us dirty. We got some revenge. We winning.
7-2 off the bye at Vegas on a Monday night.
Are we winning?
8-2 home for the Eagles.
We losing that one. They're going to be ready by that time.
Home for the Chiefs on Thanksgiving.
I hope to be at that one. We winning on Thanksgiving. I ain't going to have indigestion.
9-3 at the Lions the next Thursday.
That's a loss. Yeah, that's a loss.
9-4 home for the Vikings. We got to go quick.
That's a win.
10-4 at the home for the Chargers.
That's a win.
11-4 at the Commanders on a Thursday night.
Oh, at the Commanders, we win in that one. You know we always split.
And then at the Giants, are you 13-4?
Woo!
At the Giants, we are winning.
13-4, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys, James, to finish up the Rich Eisen Show work week?
Cowboys.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Inside the opening 45 seconds. What a goal! With that cannon of a left foot. All even at one.
Never miss a game.
What a start for the United States.
Shot from distance. What a goal!
Never miss a moment.
Exquisite from the San Diegan.
Can he finish? Yes, he can!
Yeah! The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.